John, so many chances in that game and yet 1-1 at the end. Are you disappointed?
Well, obviously, yeah. I mean, we had plenty of, as you say, opportunity to win the game and win it comfortably. But, you know, you have to take your chances, and well, it's 1-0. There's always a chance that they can get a bit of a break. And they did, right at the death. You know, typically so. It's a journey we would prefer not to make on Tuesday to Newcastle. But it's one we're going to have to now, and we've got to go up there, prepare properly, put a good performance on and get a win, hopefully. And you know, but we should be beating, no disrespect to Consett, we should be beating teams like that.
Just standing waiting for you outside the dressing rooms, one or two of your players seem to be perhaps hobbling a little bit. Have you got some walking wounded?
Yeah, there's a few lads who have got knocked. Joe Guest in particular has got he's rolled his ankle. He's been carrying a bit of a ligament problem that he's had strapped up, and he's gone over on it, and I think he's probably made it worse, so he's potentially a doubt. Niall Cummins has got a little bit of a, sounds like it's a groin issue, so I'm not sure whether he's going to be available. So it's those two as a minimum, you know. So I'm not sure. Matt Flynn, I think, has got a knock, but I don't think he's too bad.
So, I mean, it's going to be difficult for you up there. As you say, it's Newcastle. It's just about as far away as you can go and still stay in England, almost. And an evening match too.
Yeah, well, it is. It's 3G as well. Or 4G, probably. It's quite a newish one. And they'll fancy the chances up there. And, you know, I've no doubt they'll come at us, and they'll give it a real go. But, you know, in reality, we should be winning. We should have won the game today. We should win on Tuesday. But it's the magic of the FA Cup, isn't it? It just throws things up. And, you know, it's always disappointing when you don't get it done at the first opportunity, particularly against a team from a lower level. But, you know, well, I just think we performed okay for probably an hour. Last half an hour, last maybe 25-20 minutes, we just lost a bit of shape and we lost a bit of discipline, and we ended up a little much too open, and give them an opportunity to, as much when we went forward, for them to counter us. And we've been guilty of that a few times this season, so it's something that's in the sort of makeup of the lads, and something we've really got to be able to try and knock on the head, because it's causing us problems.
You mentioned the 3G pitch at Consett. Now, obviously, anyone who's around Hyde would think that 3G pitches are the best thing going, but what's your feeling about them?
Oh, we played on one at Harrogate, I think, 4G at Harrogate, which was very good, the best I've been on. And, you know, and it rained that day, and that helps it as well, because it slicks it up a bit. But, you know, in terms of it'll never be able to replace a good grass pitch, you know, but it will, you know, you can't, if you look at some of the pitches that you play on and you get to winter, and they are very difficult, because very, very bumpy, some of them, and they get muddy, you know, that might be a decent option. I wouldn't want to be at a club where you play all your home games on that every week, personally, but, you know, if you ask players, they'll all tell you, I think to a man, they'll all say a good grass pitch is far better than a good 3G or 4G pitch, so... You know, because it's just the issues with going down. If you go down on it and it's dry, it can set the skin off you, and so it's not great.
Alex Brown back, pleased to see him return.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, Alex, big influence on the changing room. You know, I don't need to tell anybody about his ability and his, you know, the way that he's able to retain the possession. And so, yeah, we're delighted to have him back. He's just getting him up to speed, really, getting him into a little bit more sharper training. He's quite fit. He's been working hard. But, you know, it takes 4 or 5, 6 games to sort of get your mental sharpness up to speed as well. So I don't expect him to come in and pull trees up for us straight away, because it'd be asking a lot. But at the moment, he's got to be in contention. When we were looking with him in the side last year, we looked a better side than we do at the moment. And I don't know whether it is Alex or whether it's just... a few other things. There's been other slight changes, but we're not right. Everybody can see that we're not right, and you know, we need some real sort of desire and determination to you know to grind results out, and at the moment we're not able to do it for one reason or another.
You say, I mean, it's been a bit bumpy, and you've had one or two heavy defeats which you don't normally get. I mean, is it a harder division this year? There's some, in inverted commas, big clubs in there.
Well, no, you can only look at there's two big clubs come in, hasn't there? Kidderminster and Halifax have come in from above, and then you've got Salford being promoted and Darlington being promoted. So you've got four very strong clubs that you would expect to compete in the top half of the table. They're strong. Are the rest of the teams in the division stronger? No, I'd say they're probably about the same. You know, I don't think it's changed. So I don't think it's changed dramatically, but I think, you know, if anybody's got a serious eye on getting in the playoffs and pushing on and having that ambition to push on and the money that you need to do that, and you know that before you start, if you're ambitious, you need that money. Maybe they have looked and gone, right, crikey, we're gonna have to find a bit more budget because we need a bit stronger player, because those are the four teams might take up four of the places. They might take all the four up, you know. So yeah, so it's is it tougher? I'd say week to week it's about the same, but there are certain teams in there that are particularly strong. Kidderminster, Salford, and we all know that they're spending a bit of dough.
Yeah,
filed full time, Kidderminster full time. You know, Boston will turn it around. I've no doubt at some point they'll start getting involved again.
Maybe the key's just to ban me from the ground.
Well, I did say, didn't I, when you let me know you were coming, I went, oh yeah, oh dear, you know. So no, but you've been at plenty of our games where we've won convincingly, and we've put some good performances in. So it was only just a bit of a leg pull, wasn't it? So yeah, I've no doubt we'll turn the corner. We'll you know, but there are certain things that you, certain ingredients that you need that we don't appear to have at the moment. Without me being too going into too much detail, there's things that we need to change. It reminds me a little bit of my second season in the Evo State North, when we had good players. We've got good players now, but there was something not quite right, and we had to tweak things, we say.
Great, thanks.